those popular hits that you hear on a daily basis here on our show.
I know a lot of people are very excited about this bracket. We have some very interesting matchups today. We're going to start off with Billie Eilish versus Taylor Swift as the first one. Billie Eilish, she's our top seed this year. And this is her second year in the bracket.
Last year, she got knocked out early, didn't she?
Last year, she defeated Halsey, but she couldn't beat Ariana Grande, which is interesting since they're both in this bracket this year again, too.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I feel like the outcome is going to be a lot different this year.
Definitely.
Just because Halsey is not as big as Billie is right now. And then our first matchup should be good because both Billie and Taylor are love-hate artists.
Exactly. That's so what you, everyone's like. Exactly. No one really knows how this is going to go yet. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. It's not like one of the ones like when Uzi went versus Tekka. That was a big like landslide. Like he rolled over him. But on this one, it could really go either way. So we just have to see how that comes out.
Especially since like Billie Eilish, she like blew up over the past year and she swept the boards at the Grammys.
Yeah, she had 5 Grammys that she took with her.
It's crazy. And I think I talked about this like at our reveal show last week that she actually replaced Taylor Swift as the youngest person to ever win Album of the Year with her debut, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Yeah, so she has definitely came up a lot in the past like year.
Definitely.
Especially with the whole backstory and everything, that brings more people to the attention because they're like, wow, she's so young. Did this literally in her room and started out so big.
Exactly.
So, like, it's just, like, a big come-up story, which also helps with her, like, whole thing.
It would be, like, any of us. Like, we're all, like, her age. Like, she just turned 18. Like, most of us are, like, 16, 17. She was, what, 15 or 16 when she started her music career?
Yeah, around there. And that's, like, literally, it just relates to younger people so much more because you're closer to that age. So, like, people can relate to it and be like, wow, there's a possibility that, like, that could be me, you know?
Definitely. And her songs are much different than the typical pop song you hear on the radio. Actually, on BBC.com, they stated that she has rewritten the rules of pop over the past year, creating ominous, unsettling songs that disrupt typical song structure and lure listeners down dark sonic avenues.
That's kind of crazy how, like, she has this whole nother, like, type of music, and she's still so popular.
Exactly.
Because most of the time, unless you're, like, a big stream artist and you're, like, all pop or all alt rock or all, like, a certain genre, that's when you're big and mainstream. But with her, she has her own style of music, and she's still doing really well for herself in her genre that she's doing.
Definitely. What do you think, Marklin?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you yet. What's going on over there?
I mean, okay, so Billie Eilish, you know, it is a love-hate relationship. Like, I think her songs are kind of, like, they're good. They're original. But it's, like, I've heard them too often. And, like, when you think about it, she's just whispering in the majority of her songs. She's not truly singing a lot of it.
The thing is with her is she does have a good voice. Like, she can sing. But in a lot of her music, she doesn't portray that. She more, like, whispers, does the lower tone because of her style of music.
Yeah, she kind of decides to do, like, that kind of style because it would technically, like, fit better with the songs that she does have. Like, imagine belting over, like, one of, like, over, like, Bad Guy or something
like
that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It would sound a little bit weird, if you ask me.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so Billie, she definitely has, like, a few strong suits. She probably will go a decent way in this tournament. Like, I think she might have a chance to beat Taylor, but that could be a big upset that we could have here.
Yeah.
So we really have to see where it goes with that.
How about we listen to some Billie right now?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to put on. So this is her song, Bad Guy, and what's called, it's one of her bigger hits, and you'll hear it a lot on the radio right now. So make sure you tune in and hear her music. This is Billie Eilish, our number one seed.
Wish her now with my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping. Around like no one knows, think you're so criminal. Roses on both my knees for you, don't say thank you. Oh please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Duh.
Okay, and that was Billie Eilish's big song, Bad Guy. And now we're going to go into one of her older songs that are very popular too, Ocean Eyes. And many people know this one, so let's hear it right here on Sterling High School Radio.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities and napalm skies. 15 flares inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean.
That was Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish, our number one seed in this tournament. And now we're going to start talking a little bit on Taylor Swift, who is also one of our people on here. So, Kaylee has some information on Taylor.
Oh, yeah. So, she's been in the tournament for quite some time, actually. Markley, you want to kind of explain that?
Yeah, so in the past tournament, she was the first in the brackets back in 2014. She beat Lady Gaga, but she couldn't move past Maroon 5, obviously.
That's kind of interesting, too, that she went up against Lady Gaga, because she's also a contestant in here this year.
Sadly, Lady Gaga just lost.
Yep, she went out to Nicki. We'll explain more on that later.
In 2015, she was the pop region's top seed, but lost against JT. She came again in 2017, but lost first round against Adele. In 2018, she moved past Justin Bieber, but got crushed by Rihanna. So, she's had some ups and downs in this tournament. Like, she's made it past the first round, but she's always gotten crushed in the second if she's made it.
Yeah, I feel like with Taylor, if she beats Billie, that is going to be a huge upset for them.
Definitely.
A lot of people's brackets would get messed up and everything. So that's really going to be, like, a coin toss almost, because she is a love-hate artist. Everyone, like, either loves her or does not like her at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of the brackets that have gotten turned in, it's pretty much either been Billie, Post, or Uzi, pretty much.
Yeah, they've been our big winners, like, so far with the brackets, but you never know how the tournament can go.
Exactly.
So far, the one with Uzi was very accurate, because he rolled over everyone, but we still have the other matchups to come, so that should be interesting to see what happens there.
It's, like, interesting, because, like, they're definitely, like, Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift, like, they're completely different when you think about it. Like,
yeah, their types of music are so different. Like, Taylor went from country to pop, which are two totally different things. And, you know,
Billie Eilish is just this weird, dark pop type.
Yeah, she is her own type. I don't even know. But
called the Billie genre, because
basically
it's not like anything else we've ever heard.
She's played on all pop radio too, which is the weird thing. Like, I've never heard her on 104.5 or any other type of radio.
I've actually
station.
Heard her on there before.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, they play her, like, on, like, all types of stations. So it's interesting
because she can go either way. Like, I would never hear Taylor Swift on anything other than country or pop, and not even country anymore. But that's also a big thing with her, is she was all country before, and people loved her country music. But when she started that change of the pop, that's when people started not liking her as much as they do.
Yeah. It's crazy. I didn't even realize this. Taylor Swift just turned 30 years old.
She just turned 30?
She's 30. Like, I thought she was still, like, 25. I didn't think she'd ever get to be 30. Like, that was just crazy to me.
I mean, does that mean her song, what was it, 23, right?
22.
That, oh my god, that was 8 years ago. That's crazy.
I remember when it came out. Like, I used to love Taylor Swift. Like, all of her older albums.
I know. That's, like, to think that her song 22 came out 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That makes me feel, like, old.
Yeah.
Like,
look, I know you said, like, Red and stuff is, like, your favorite and stuff, but, like, I'm sorry, 1989, that's my
1989
favorite.
Is a good one, too.
That's my favorite, really like hands that down.
I think she has a lot of good music overall.
She, like, really
as
does.
An artist, and I think that's what gives her advantage in this whole tournament. And she's also been around for so long, and Billie's been around for about a year.
Yeah, she has 7 albums released, and her most recent one, obviously, is Lover.
Yeah, and Billie has, like, what, like, 7 pop songs?
Like, yeah, like, Billie does have a lot of really popular songs, but Taylor definitely has more.
Yeah,
just because
a lot
of
more.
Her, like, you know, experience over the years. She's been doing it for a long time, so.
Yeah, she's just been around, like. Alright, so here I'm gonna put some Taylor on for us. And it's the song You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift. So you have it right here on Sterling High School Radio.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so just not step on my gown. You need to calm down.
must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay. So, on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it, but we figured you out, we all know now, we all got crowns, you need to calm down, you need to calm down.
Okay, and that was what's called You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift. With this song, there has been a lot of controversy when she was making it.
Definitely. Especially, like, kind of the origins of the song. She wrote it about, like, someone on the internet that was kind of, like, talking crap about her, like, supporting the LGBT community. So she kind of wrote this song as, like, a little, like, way to show, like, you know, that she's supportive and everything.
Yeah,
and
that's, as an artist, I feel like that is a really hard thing to talk on, just because of the fact that, like, the amount of people that can take offense or take it the wrong way, there's so many different problems with it and
definitely,
stuff.
Definitely, yeah.
So, I mean, like, for her to do that, that was, like, really, like, hard probably for her as an artist to do all that.
Did you guys see the music video for this?
I have not.
So, like, what did you think? Because, you know, like, she brought in so many icons. She brought in James Charles. She brought in what's his name from Modern Family?
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Jesse Ferguson?
Yeah, so,
like, she brought in a lot of LGBTQ.
And she actually got a lot of hate from the community for that, because I personally liked the music video. I thought it was fun. But some people think that she's, like, using LGBT pride as a fashion statement or kind of, like, a way to market herself.
That doesn't make sense, though, because she is already a big artist on her own. Like, she doesn't need another,
exactly,
like, type of, like, thing to, like, put her on the map, because she's already been on it for,
like,
so long.
That's original. Like, I've never seen anything like that, where, like, she would bring all these different icons,
exactly,
and everything together to just, like, make a song, you know, expressing,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
I think people just really kind of, like, misinterpreted, like, the whole purpose of the song and, you know, the video and what it was trying to say.
Yeah, people just definitely twisted it around and made it a negative thing when it was supposed to be positive.
And that's the thing with, like, a lot of just Taylor Swift stuff, you know? It's just everything's a controversy with her, so.
Yeah, I mean, everyone tries to find a problem with everything.
And exactly. There's those people who will be, like, if they see anything that might make, the artists seem like they're marketing everything, it's, like, they'll just go for it and just trash them. Like,
exactly.
They'll find, like, any small thing just to kind of bring her down.
Yeah. So, yeah, you always have to be careful with that kind of stuff, because, you know, when you're famous, you have all eyes on you all the time, so no matter what you do, like, it could, like, affect you negatively or turn out really good, and that's just one of the risks you have to take, like Taylor did on that.
Speaking of, our next artist has a lot of controversy behind a lot of their music previously.
Yeah, she does.
So we'll get back to that shortly, but let's listen to one other Taylor Swift song.
Alright, so right here we got Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift, one of her older songs of her music. So we'll get into that. Make sure you vote on Sterling Radio Twitter, and it's @LightsRadio. So make sure you tune to that.
You. Bye. check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why?
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Do look what you just made me do.
Okay, and that was Taylor Swift, our number 8 seed, going against our number 1, Billie Eilish. So make sure on Knights Radio you vote for that poll. That'll be opening up around 10 o'clock today, and will be open around, like, till 9:30, right, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we run that, so you gotta make sure you go and vote for your artist. So we'll see the outcome of that. And now we are going to talk about Ariana Grande.
She is our 4th seed in our bracket.
Yep, and she will be going up against Halsey, our number 5.
Which we'll talk about shortly. But let's start with Ariana. She kind of started her career at a very young age in her hometown. She was in a musical. It was 13, the musical, I believe. And that's kind of how she got her start. And then she later earned her role as Kat Valentine in Victorious, who I'm sure most people are listening know Victorious. I mean, we all kind of grew up watching that show.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that definitely put her, like, big out there.
Definitely.
And from there, she, like, evolved into who she is today.
Yeah. She released her debut album, Yours Truly, on August 30th, 2013, debuting number 1 on the Billboard charts and selling 138,000 copies. I actually had the album on CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would listen to it all the time. I loved Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's definitely a really good artist. I actually saw her in concert last year when she was on her Thank You Next tour. That was definitely, like, a good show to see because just her performance in general. And then she played all types of her music because even her throwbacks are still, like, good songs.
Yeah, exactly.
The good thing about seeing Ariana, like, someone like her in concert, is you know they can actually sing. They're not going to just, like, waste their time on background vocals and, like, all these different stunts.
Yeah, sometimes when you go to things, it's like they literally just don't even perform, and it's, like, a waste of time. But with someone like her, she definitely puts on a show, and she can sing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth the trip. It's worth the money.
Definitely. Yeah, she's definitely a good artist. She has a lot of music out currently, which is another thing with her going up against Halsey, because Halsey's fairly new to the game. So with her in this, like, thing against Ariana, she doesn't have that big of a shot.
I still feel like she got snubbed, like, at the Grammys and a lot of award shows this year, like, you know?
Oh, yeah, Thank You Next was a great album. I definitely think it deserved a lot more recognition than it actually got this year.
Like, it was on the charts for a few weeks and it just dropped, and it was such a great album.
Thank You Next, the song itself, too. That was an interesting one because it talked about all of her exes and everything.
Her mental health.
Yeah, that definitely, like, touched on some topics that would be iffy, especially with the passing of Mac Miller, her ex-boyfriend and everything.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So that's all, like, a lot, you know, for, like, her to even put that out there.
Exactly.
But, like, it's definitely, like, good that she touched on it to, like,
she
show,
just
like...
Kinda, yeah, she yeah. showed that, like, music is her outlet to kind of, like, you know, processing everything that she's been through. And it just kind of showed, like, her need for self-care and that...
She's not afraid to put her feelings out there, say how this has affected her,
exactly.
that she needs help.
Yeah. I think that's, like, just kind of really brave of an artist to do. So
yeah, I think it's just really good that she did that because, I mean, it shows people it's okay to, like, show some type of, like, feeling towards things and that mental health is a big issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was, like, good that she talked about it. And honestly, I don't think she got much, like, negativity towards doing that either. Like, I think a lot of it was very positive for her, which was good.
Yeah, she definitely got a lot of support.
Yeah, she got so support. Much support for it. And it's not like she was trash-talking any of her exes either. She was keeping it very, like, mutual and everything. And she just kind of kept it to where she, like, talked on them, but, like, didn't want to talk bad on them.
Exactly. Just kind of like, you know, it's a relationship, and not every relationship is going to work out. And that's just how
life
goes.
That's just how it ends, yeah. So for that, we'll play some Thank You Next for you guys. So this is her really big hit that she has, and the one we were just talking about currently. So here it is, Thank You Next.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain.
Searching, give all that I say. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And that was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
And that's such a huge song. Yeah, that is on the probably, radio all I the think time.
Right now, if you went on Spotify and looked at her top three songs, Thank You Next is her top three. It's in three. Right now, it's Seven Rings, and then Good As, H-E Double Hockey Stick, and Thank You Next. So, yeah, they're her top three right now. And when Thank You Next first came out, it was definitely, like, huge on the radio. You would hear it on every station all the time, which kind of is, like, hence why our bracket is called Radio Replays.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think almost every artist on here, if you're going on an hour car ride, you will hear every single one of them on there. Like, it would just happen, because definitely, that's just how much it played.
And that, like, that was kind of her inspiration for this bracket.
Exactly, like, Billie Eilish, you'll hear Bad Guy or some of her other songs at least, like, two times on the radio.
Exactly,
you hear Halsey all the time with her music. And talking about Halsey, you also can get into Shawn Mendes, our other person, who's our third seed. And then we got the Jonas Brothers with their comeback. They're another big artist. Post Malone, you hear him on there all the time with Circles and a bunch of other music that he has.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Harry Styles, too, who split from One Direction and now is doing pretty good for himself.
Yeah. Let's get back into Ariana Grande. So, she has won a few awards. She had 11 nominations over the years from Grammys, and she finally won one in 2019 for Best Pop Album for Sweetener, which was huge, another huge album.
Yeah, Sweetener was a really big album for her.
To be honest, like, I think Sweetener was more low-key, because, like, it was a big album, but it was more low-key than Dangerous Woman or Thank You Next.
It was just, I feel like it was kind of bigger to, like, her very close followers.
Yeah.
Like, besides, like, other than the radio.
Because it wasn't as debuted as her other albums, because it wasn't as many of her, like, popular music.
Because what happened was there was, like, she had maybe two hits off of it, and then in the next year, like, it was barely a year after, and Thank You Next was already out.
Yeah.
I think that was almost, like, a transition that she did on that one with that album, and it was kind of just, like, kind of something she wanted to talk on. Like,
yeah,
it was, like, music for her more than rather than everyone else.
Definitely. Yeah, I remember the day Thank You Next came out. I was in the locker room, and, like, everyone was just talking about it. Everyone was playing it on Spotify. It was, like, a huge day. I remember it specifically.
Yeah, so many people loved that song, and it was just so big. And just, like, for her, it definitely, like, put her back out there, because, like, before that, there was all this negative talk on her and stuff, because they're, like, all the things that happened with her and Pete and stuff. And with that caused so much drama for her.
And people started blaming her for Mac Miller's death.
Yeah, she was just going through so much with the media.
Like, emotionally, she was going through it. Because she needed a couch session here on Sterling Radio. We should have brought Ariana in for that,
exactly.
You know? Put her on there. Maybe she could talk about her feelings. But
speaking of Sterling Radio, make sure you guys are going on Night's Radio in a little bit to start voting on who you want to see move on to the next rounds.
Yeah, definitely follow our Twitter. I mean, we put so much information out on there, and it's just a good way to stay up on all of our matchups, so you can put your input on who you want as our winners for our brackets.
Exactly. You can't get mad at who moves on unless you vote, so.
Exactly. And, like, with all of our brackets right now, we still have a few perfects, but, you know, you gotta try to get them things to change, because you don't want everyone to win.
Yeah.
So, you know, go for them upsets, like Taylor over Billy, or whoever you think's the better artist.
Exactly, yeah.
Right now, we're gonna go into the song Into You. This is a song by Ariana Grande, and it was on her Dangerous Woman album in 2016, and here it is on Sterling High School Radio.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. And all I wanna do is to fall in deep. But close ain't close enough till we cross the line. Yeah. So name my game to play and I'll roll the
That was Into You by Ariana Grande, our number 4 seed. And now let's go into Halsey, our number 5. I know Marklin knows a lot about her because she, like, basically loves Halsey. So let's hear her input on her.
Okay, Halsey, my homegirl. She was born in New Jersey, actually. So she's actually from around here.
Yeah, she got that Jersey hype like Bon Jovi. Maybe she'll pull it off.
Hey, she's a newcomer in the tournament. We actually have never had her in here. Her real name is Ashley. Halsey's an anagram of her real name. She has 3 studio albums, Badlands, Hopeless, Found Kingdom, and her recent release, Manic. I'm sorry, I can't say this.
Wait, time out. I never realized that was, like, her name just scrambled. Oh, my God.
I know.
I was just looking at the word Halsey, and I was like, wait. It was, like...
It's crazy.
Oh, my God, wait. Okay, that's weird.
So, like... A lot of people didn't know, like, her first song that people really noticed was Colors a long time ago, and then,
East Side, Closer, all them songs.
Closer was when she, actually started getting recognition.
On the radio, yeah.
Because it hit number 1, and everyone just finally knew it, because people knew Chainsmokers from their one song. And then Halsey just came in.
Was Halsey part of Chainsmokers, or is she just featured?
She was just featured. Like, people knew Chainsmokers at the time because they had some good
songs.
They
had a lot of big hits back then.
It was hard to not hear that song on the radio because it's still played all the time, even today.
Yeah, it's still always played.
And everyone still hates it.
And Halsey now is getting so much hype. Not like, in this month, really, but, like, a few months ago when her and Sean first, like, came out as a couple and everything.
Oh, yeah. In the past year.
That's all you would hear about. It'd be like, oh, my God, what are Sean and Halsey doing?
When she released Without Me, that's when all the stuff started coming in. Because 2017, when she was dating G-Eazy, they were a good power couple and everything. And then all of a sudden, it's like he cheated on her.
Yeah, that started a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
And they broke up. They got back together. They broke up again. And then she's like, I'm done. And she released Without Me. And it was just a full-on powerhouse. Like,
yeah.
That song's everywhere. It's everywhere on the internet, on TikTok, on, like, the radio. Like,
yeah,
it's, like, hard to hear that song. Like, it's hard to not hear that song, you know?
Mm-hmm. One funny thing about Halsey is she does get a lot of hate about dating Shawn Mendes because there is so many girls who, like, are like, oh, my God, Shawn Mendes. Like, shout out to Erin Kelly. She's probably listening. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't. But, yeah, she loves Shawn Mendes. Like, if he was in this bracket, she'd be very upset.
Yeah.
But I bet that Halsey dating him was definitely a big upset for her and many other fans.
Especially since a lot of people thought Camila Cabello was dating Shawn.
Yeah.
So that caused a lot of, like, what?
Yeah, confused everybody. They're like, oh, my God. Because, you know, gotta love all the pop star tea.
Definitely, yeah.
A little tea talk on Sterling High School Radio. Yeah, so maybe we'll get into some of Halsey's songs. Right here, we'll play some East Side by Halsey. So right here, make sure you follow our Twitter, at Nights Radio.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the east side, in the city with a sun on set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. Baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want, drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream. I have a family, a house, and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10-23, and we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Our old friends and now our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day, you know where we'd ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere. We won't drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put our minds to
Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, starting to taste. Start a new life together in a different place. Know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run now.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
Just fine before I met you. I think too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down current. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel. Shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song.
And that was Closer by Halsey. She is our number 5 seed going up against Ariana Grande. So, you know, all of our polls will be up shortly. I think we're putting them out. I think they might be already out if Strauss is on that. But knowing him, he's probably not. Right, Strauss? Anyways, so we have Billie Eilish against Taylor and with Ariana against Halsey. And that will be revealed tomorrow during the rap show. They'll be back, our rap region. Make sure you tune into them. They have some more big matchups coming up. They have The Baby and Roddy Ricch. And then after that, NBA Youngboy and Polo G. So make sure you tune into their show tomorrow.
And make sure you guys are voting on Nights Radio so you can see your favorite artist move on.
Yep.
Like I said, you can't get mad at who wins if you don't vote. So make sure you're getting your vote in.
Exactly. Make sure you're voting out there.
So our winners from yesterday, we have Best of 2010s. We have Rihanna and we have Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga. That was a really close
match. That really was
45-55.
Who do you guys think should have won?
I think Lady Gaga should have
won. I voted for Lady Gaga and I was really rooting for her.
I think the reason why is because Nicki is just so much bigger of an artist currently. Just because, like, she has, like, all of her newer music.
Didn't she say she wanted to take a break or something?
Who knows? She's something else. You never know what's going to happen.
But didn't Lady Gaga just release a new song, too?
She
I
did.
Don't know. Like, I mean, Stupid Love. I thought she would be called. Big from the movie that she was
I know. That's why she was huge last year. Because you know, she had that song
thing.
And everything.
Oh,
that's
you heard was Shallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big thing for her to kind of come back into the music world and everything.
Definitely.
And so I think that was good for her.
And we all knew that Rihanna was going to crush Katy Perry. Yeah. I mean, with all the hype she's getting.
Yeah,
about,
especially because
like,
they're like, where are you at? Why aren't you like putting out music and stuff? But she's kind of just living her best life right now. She has her other brands, like her makeup. I think she did a furniture line.
And like the fact that like Katy Perry has just kind of gone downhill
Katy Perry, she hasn't dropped anything. She's basically known as an American Idol judge now at this point.
Yeah, basically.
She's not even like on the map as an artist anymore. Like I haven't heard her music playing in like forever.
I think her type of music is kind of like outdated now.
It's definitely a lot older.
Yeah, so I mean
if this was happening back in 2010, like what their bracket is all about, then it could be so much different of how I think their bracket would play out and stuff.
Definitely.
So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with all these. We have some interesting matchups for the rest of this tournament to get out of round one.
Definitely.
So, we'll see how this goes. Right now, our winners are Uzi and A Boogie. We have Rihanna and Nicki, Led Zeppelin and Bon Jovi, and still to be determined for radio replays. So, make sure you go on At Night's Radio and vote for your favorite artists, either Billy or Taylor or Ariana and Halsey. So, yep, we're going to close out our show here today with some more Billie Eilish, the song The Party Is Over. Have a good day. Good nights.
Oh, I think I'm doing that on purpose. Don't you know I'm no good for you? I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. Don't you know too much already? I'll only hurt you if you let me. Call me friend, but keep me closer, and I'll call you when the party's over. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm and I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. Yeah, I can lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. But nothing is better sometimes. Once we've both said our goodbyes, let's just let quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own.
say I like it like that, like it like that. I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that.
Style, shake it off.
A few times, 'cause you got that James Dean.